I'm in London at the Quakers Meeting House, and I'm sat next
by
to...
By Euston.
Who are you? Not where are you? I know where you are.
Boris Johnson, for a start. And I didn't go to Eton School either. I just went to a minor public school, a third-rate one.
What was it called?
Mill Hill School, sir. Does it matter?
No, not at all. What's your name?
Naughty old Francis.
Is that what they called you at school?
No.
A moment ago you said your name was Francis of God.
Right. On the YouTube, right, okay, the way I find of expressing myself is to make small 5-minute films. So my current YouTube site is called Francis with God, spelled exactly as it sounds. The prior sites are Francis Theodora and Francis Rossbush. So my family name is Rossbush. So I've got 1,300 films up on under Rossbush, about 200 under Francis Theodora, and there's a girl in Brazil, hence Theodora, and then the current site, which is Francis with God.
And at the moment, you say you are on a pilgrimage, which you've been on for how long?
About 20 years.
20 years. Is this 20 years without a fixed abode as such?
No. I've had various houses. I've had a couple of properties in England, a couple of properties in France, one in Holland. I lived in the back of a Land Rover. I did 76,000 kilometres in South Africa, right? Je connais à Paris les trois hommes qu'ils avaient créés Médecins Sans Frontières à Paris. Je connais les trois hommes qu'ils avaient créés Médecins Sans Frontières. I know the three doctors in Paris. So I trained as a medical doctor at Bristol University. I was engaged to a girl in Paris. She was a nurse. The three doctors who started Médecins Sans Frontières, the Doctors Without Borders, sir. Mm. I'm not quite as stupid as I look.
You don't look stupid. You look unusual. I mean, you are wearing what appears to be a
Christian tunic.
It's a tunic made of denim, which I kind of like what you've done with...
If you look at my glasses, have you got a camera on that?
No, but I can explain them.
Okay. It says Uppsala. Uppsala is in Sweden.
Yes. And these are where your glasses are made?
In...
No, your glasses are Italian.
No.
Okay, the frame, just the frames then, because it says made in Italy.
Does it?
Yes.
Where?
There. Maybe just your glasses case is made in Sweden.
The glasses and the glass, everything.
Let's start
with the denim, right? The denim was made in Sweden, okay? I was in Sweden just the other day, about 3 or 4 years ago. The glasses and the case, obviously, and if it says whatever it says, okay, but... Right. I trained as a pilot through the Royal Air Force, okay?
Yeah.
Now...
This is before, being a doctor?
Before that. Okay. At the age of 17, right? Now, men don't like to see their physical side going down. Now, so I waited for at least 2 years before I even admitted to having to have glasses. So I was in Uppsala, in Sweden. Uppsala. It's a big university... University in Sweden, Uppsala.
Yep.
So eventually I had to have glasses made. If you're saying they're made in Japan or whatever. But
it's Italy, yeah. Maybe the lens is Swedish, the frames.
No, but anyway, that's where they were made.
So what's your pilgrimage about?
Right.
I imagine most pilgrimages are about one thing and tend to be religion.
I find hypocrisy in the big church. The current Archbishop, I know Dr. Rowan Williams of the Church of England. I knew the previous one, Runcie, okay?
How do you know them?
Because he was a bishop at the Cathedral Lambeth Church of St. Albans. And I was firing up to be a priest in the Church of England in the mid-90s.
A pilot, a doctor, a priest? These are some pretty amazing jobs you've had.
Robert Runcie said this to me, to my face, right, for the first war in Iraq, which started on Thursday the 19th of January 1991. We use the Old Testament to justify a holy war. I disagree, sir. From the depth of my soul, I disagree. Look at Vietnam, okay? When I was training to be a doctor at Bristol, right, I made a small protest. I'm not a protesting type. I tend to sit in a corner and do nothing, apart from making little films, right? So I don't go out there and protest.
Apart from out there digitally on the internet with the world. A lot of people view your videos.
Films.
Yeah. That's a lot of
5 minutes
talking.
That's an awful lot of me speaking, isn't it? It's boring. It's dead boring.
Not necessarily to everybody if they're viewing them.
42,000 views there are around the world now. He's on his phone.
I'm going to turn my phone off. Sorry, Phil. I'm recording an audio booth. Speak to you later. So, what do you mostly talk about?
Christian things, sir. Okay, just Christian things.
So, an educated man.
Yeah.
Privately educated from
public school.
Public school. With
Look,
you
who
say
is this old fella?
You're opening up
He's boring, isn't he?
A picture of who on your laptop? Now, this is what I find interesting. At the moment, you don't say you're homeless. You say you are... That's Rembrandt.
I'm a Christian living with God, sir.
But you don't have a house.
No, sir.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
I sold my property, right, to fund my habit, which is to travel the world and pray.
And you've been just about everywhere. I just saw a list of where you've been. Do you always carry a laptop?
Yeah.
And very few possessions?
All the possessions I own in the world are around me now, here.
I guess it helps you to move freely and easily.
So. To me, we live in a strange world, okay? It's not sensible. If I can say this, that Mr. Gordon Brown, Mr. Tony Blair, Mr. George W. Bush should be tried for crimes against humanity now. There's a site called Make Wars History. There's a Mr. Christopher Coverdale. He's starting an all-party parliamentary group to try and tackle these people. So I'm a Christian, so God will sort them out later. I just leave them alone. But the fact that this exists, to me, is the sorrow. That in my country, England, she should be beautiful, and she is not.
So what do you think we should do about it, or what can we do about it?
Right. If anyone would listen to me, I will speak. I've got many things to say, at length. Much longer than this, sir.
I guess we can find a lot of that on your YouTube channel.
Anyone who can bother watching me, 5 minute films. 5 minutes is a long time, right? I know this. Anyone who can bother watching me for 5 minutes, you know.
What will they learn?
Boring old Francis. Just to love God through Christ.
And is this enough, do you think? Will religion solve all?
No. I don't like the way you said religion.
Okay.
Okay.
Not necessarily organized, but your faith.
Right. Yes, sir. The answer is that if people... Right.
So you don't love the church, you love God.
I find hypocrisy in the big church, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Look at this older fellow over there, look. Okay? Over there. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, he's an old fellow, yes?
Yeah, right. Reading the newspaper, yep. Sitting reading the Times.
Now, my guess would be that he wouldn't want religion rammed down his throat, yes?
Good guess. A lot of people don't.
Well, I'm absolutely in agreement with that.
So we need some kind of wisdom, some kind of logic maybe, some kind of... some instruction on what to do that's not necessarily coming...
So if you look at a child's eyes, a young person, right? You know, they have so much hope and normalness, yes? So, the hope is to love God, sir.
Do you think they have hope or just innocence? Is there any hope in a child when it doesn't know what the world is? I'm only speaking because I look into my own child.
Do you have children?
Just nearly 1 year old. And
I have a son who's 17 years old. I've got a broken marriage to settle. Yes, sir. In a young person, they have hope. They have, you know, they're happy bunnies, you know.
Do you think that changes when we learn about the world?
I wish they wouldn't change to the effect that they think it's reasonable to kill other people for their material well-being. Okay, this is where I start kicking in on the thing about the war in Iraq.
So we just let this
down
happen?
Down here, okay. On the street, okay. There was a piece on Euston Square, okay. I helped plant, okay, 7 tons of Elta Water slate on the Peace Square, thank you. It says, for peace pledge, all people around the world who will not fight, okay, it takes a lot more courage not to fight, right? You go to Euston Square here, Tavistock Square, right next door, sir. I go and pray there regularly. I've been there for the last 20 years, at least. If people just said no to killing, so there would be no killing.
I have to agree with you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Francis.
Tears are good, okay? It releases endorphins.
This is the doctor speaking.
Indeed. Okay, I'm crying now, obviously. It doesn't matter.
Okay. It obviously upsets
you
a
tears,
lot.
A few of my little tears in English, so it's rubbish. Okay. Je connais à Paris les trois hommes qu'ils avaient créés, Messieurs sans frontières. On fait vraiment des vraies choses avec Messieurs sans frontières. Excellent. À l'Angleterre, qu'est-ce qu'on fait avec? Rien. This Mr. Gordon Brown should be tried. My Prime Minister of my country in England, sir, should be tried for crimes against humanity now. So that gives me great sorrow. The fact that I can say those words
doesn't necessarily mean they will happen.
Of course not. They're too tricky and sharp. But the fact that that's what I think, and that's what not just me, so there are other people who think the same thing. Okay.
Where do you go now? What's next for you?
China. No, I've got a full left knee operation at the Royal National Orthopaedic Sandmore. I've got to wait 3 to 6 months.
And then China after that?
Hopefully. If the funds turn up, yes, sir.
Good luck with your pilgrimage.
I'm most grateful.
Good luck with your health. Good luck with your travel.
I'm most grateful.
Keep moving.
I'm most grateful.